Colombia elects Trump-backed right-wing lawyer in a tight race. Abelardo de Lara Espriella wins the presidential race in Colombia after a very tight vote against Iván Cepeda, in a campaign marked by intense polarization and worries about rising violence. A U.S. ally and supporter of Donald Trump, he pledges a hard line against armed groups and drug trafficking, promises to shrink the size of government, and seeks closer ties with Washington. The result caps a highly contested election and has drawn global attention as Trump's backing of Espriella and Cepeda's criticisms dominated headlines. His victory opens a new chapter for Colombia, with Espriella saying the nation must move toward a safer, more prosperous future with more opportunities for all. Abelardo de la Espriella won Colombia's presidential election in a very close race against Iván Cepeda. Espriella is a Trump ally who promises tough action against armed groups and drug trade and to shrink the government. Cepeda-backed Petro's plan with social programs, land reform, and talks with guerrillas for peace. The vote was highly polarized, with concerns about irregularities and rising violence. Final results will be checked through a multi-step counting process, beginning Monday across electoral bodies. Espriella wins Colombia presidency in tight race over Cepeda. Abelardo de la Espriella has won the Colombian presidency in the closely contested election, defeating Iván Cepeda by a narrow margin. Official tallies show Espriella with 49.65% of votes and Cepeda with 48.70%. The result comes amid one of the most polarized elections in recent Colombian history, with concerns about violence and allegations of irregularities surrounding the vote. Turnout reached its highest level since 1998. Reflecting intense public engagement. Espriella, a longtime advocate of a hardline approach, framed the victory as a mandate to tackle armed groups and drug trafficking, while proposing to shrink the size of the state. Reports indicate he secured support from the United States and signaled a potential strengthening of ties with Washington if he took office. Cepeda's campaign backed the continuation of Petro's agenda, emphasizing social programs, land reform, and negotiations with guerrilla and criminal groups as part of a broader total peace strategy. International attention centered on the election after Trump publicly endorsed Espriella and suggested bilateral relations would improve with his administration, according to reports. Analysts note that the margin makes this the second tightest second-round race in Colombia's history and that it produced the largest turnout since 1998. Officials caution that all results will be confirmed through the standard counting process. The ultimate outcome marks the end of a highly polarized period in Colombian politics. In a post-result statement, Espriella thanked supporters and described the vote as the start of a new phase for a strong, secure, prosperous Colombia with wider opportunities for its citizens. Conclusion: Abelardo de la Espriella's victory, achieved in a highly polarized and closely contested election, ushers in a new chapter for Colombia. With a pledge to tackle armed groups and drug trafficking, and to shrink the government, he signals a shift toward a tougher security posture and a more assertive alignment with the United States. The result elevates concerns about violence and irregularities, even as turnout reached its highest level since 1998, underscoring deep public engagement. As Espriella seeks closer ties with Washington and to implement a policy mix blending security with development, analysts will watch how his administration balances peace prospects and economic reform. The coming years will test his ability to deliver safer, more prosperous opportunities for all Colombians, while navigating a political landscape that remains deeply divided. Frequently asked questions: who won the Colombia vote in this tight race? Abelardo de la Espriella won the presidency, beating Iván Cepeda 49.65% to 48.70%. What did Espriella promise after winning? He vowed a hard line against guerrillas and drug gangs, a smaller government, bigger oil exploration, and closer ties with Washington. How did Cepeda react and what about the counting? Cepeda conceded as final counts were still being tallied. There are concerns about irregularities and rising violence as counting continues across commissions and levels. What did Trump say about Espriella's win? Trump backed Espriella and said relations with the United States would improve significantly. Why is this race seen as historic in Colombia? It was highly polarized, one of the tightest second rounds, with the highest turnout since 1998 and concerns about irregularities and violence.